Sally's going to come and lead us in our opening words of praise, which are going to be on the screen, a responsive prayer. So stand with me, please, as Sally leads these words through, and then it will lead us into our first song, See What a Morning. And then later on in the service, we'll be decorating the cross with our flowers, but that comes a little bit later.
If you'd like to say the words in bold, let us pray. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We praise you, Lord Jesus, our risen King.
You are worthy of our praise.
We praise you, Lord Jesus, for your love.
Thank you for the cross.
The victory is won.
You wash away our sins.
The sting of death is gone.
You bring us new life.
You call us by name.
You are with us always.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
See what a morning, gloriously bright. With the dawning of hope in Jerusalem, folded the grave clothes to fill with light as the angels announced Christ is risen. See God's salvation plan wrought in love
please take a seat.
Throughout Lent, we have been placing reminders of the story of Holy Week on our Lent cross. And one last time now, Dave and Jill are going to come and lead us in our prayers at the Lent cross.
The Bible reading is from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. On this resurrection day, we transform the Lenten cross from suffering into the glory of the new life in Christ. We remove from the cross the bag of money. Jesus purchased our salvation. We remove from the cross the towel and the bowl. Jesus is the servant king. We remove from the cross the cup of suffering. Jesus took our pain and bore our suffering. We remove from the cross the whip. By his wounds we are healed. We remove from the cross the crown of thorns. Jesus now wears the crown of glory. We remove from the cross the palm branches. We raise them high to welcome the risen Lord. We remove from the cross the nails. Death could not pin him down. Jesus has been transformed from life to death to life, and we shall follow where he has led. Let us pray. We come to worship the risen Lord. We come with our strength and our weakness, our confidence and our uncertainty, our laughter and our tears, our hopes and our disappointments. We come alone and we come together. For the risen Christ calls us to be his friends, his disciples, and his witnesses. With joy we proclaim, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Thank you, Jill and Dave, for sharing in that moving moment. And we've begun the transformation of our Lent cross, but it's not there yet. I hope that you remember to bring flowers with you today, and there may still be a few at the back of the church if you need to go and get one as we sing. You know, people often leave flowers where somebody has died. And of course, we're bringing flowers to the cross where Jesus died. But more than that, we're bringing our flowers today as a sign of love. Maybe somebody gives you flowers as a sign of love. And if not, don't worry today, because you've got one in your hand. A sign of God's love for you and a sign of your love for Jesus, as you bring your flower today in thankfulness for all that he has done, all that he has won for you, just for you. So during a time of Easter praise and singing, in turn, we're going to transform the cross with these flowers, just by slotting them into the cross, anywhere that you can find a gap. And rather than everybody come forward at once, Keith is going to guide you up. So, Keith, if you'd like to come down, and in turn, he will show you when to come up, so that we've just got a small number of people round the cross at any one time. Keith's going to start with this side, and then he'll work backwards, and then back down through this side. So, as we do this, let us bring our offering of Easter praise to the Lord with thankfulness.
We've just got a technical issue with the guitar, so I'm just going to see if it's working. Is that coming through? We're just going to try Joshua's input, the other guitar. That's working. Okay, so shall we stand and sing and celebrate? The greatest day in history, death is beaten, you have rescued me. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. The empty grave, let me tell you, you have won the day. Breaks the power. Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless and awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Our chaos back into order, who makes the orphan a son and daughter, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory, the King above all kings. He's our rescuer.
Hey.
He's our rescuer.
Hey.
We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sounds. Oh, how praise abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. There is good news for the captive. Good news for the shamed. Good news for the one who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. Oh, the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer.
Hey.
He's our rescuer.
Hey.
We are free from sin forevermore. He is beauty for the blind man, riches for come and be fearless. Come to the foot of Calvary, for there is redemption for every affliction here at the foot of Calvary. So come and be chainless, come and be fearless, come to the foot of Calvary. For there is redemption for every affliction here at the foot of Calvary. From sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet is the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord our rescuer. We will praise the Lord our Jesus shall take the highest honor. Jesus shall take the highest praise. Let all earth join heaven in exalting the name which is above all other names. Let bow the knee in humble adoration, for at his name every knee must bow, let every tongue confess he is Christ, God's only Son. Sovereign Lord, we give you glory now, for all honor and blessing the highest honor. Jesus shall take the highest praise. Join heaven in exalting the name which is above all other names. Let's bow the knee in humble adoration. Christ, God's only Son. Sovereign Lord, we give you glory.
Belongs to you.
Please be seated. We want to crown Jesus our King today. So the crown of thorns is replaced with a crown of flowers. The victor's crown today. For Jesus is our risen King and Lord, and we worship him. And what a transformation. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? I'll tell you why. Because the cross is the handiwork of man and man's cruelty. The flowers are the handiwork of God. And that's the difference, isn't it? This is God's handiwork, and it's your creation as well. You've each had a part to play in this. And that's a message in itself. We are each a part of God's new creation today, starting now. So we praise God today for all the changes that he is making in our lives, in our world, for the beauty that he's bringing to bear from our crosses, from our scars. He is bringing them into a thing of beauty and a picture of paradise. A picture of paradise today. And so I'm going to invite Alan to come and lead us in our prayers, which again have a response on the screen. Thank you, Alan.
Let us pray. Living Lord Jesus, come and meet us alive and risen. Where there is fighting, change war to peace. Where there is sorrow, change sadness to joy. Where there is pain, change hurting to healing. Where there is poverty, change to fullness. Where there is greed, change selfishness to sharing. Where there is death, change life to day. Living Lord Jesus, change us to be like you. Amen. Now let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
Amen. We're now going to watch on the screen a video presentation of that first Easter morning according to John's Gospel and chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. And after we've seen these words and pictures on the screen, we're going to invite Elizabeth, who's going to come up and is going to share with us a monologue from the perspective of Mary Magdalene. So let's see the gospel story.
Saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him, and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped round Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb, crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her.
This piece is Mary Magdalene, No Tears Left, written by Barbara McNish. Come and see, come and see. Please come with me and see with your own eyes. I've just come from the tomb and I saw him. Jesus, he's alive. He's alive. Rabboni. How can I even start to describe everything that has happened over the last few days? It all seems so unbelievable, impossible even, like a nightmare or a dream. I have not slept at all since Wednesday. Thursday night, we're filled with prayers, pleading with God for his safety after the arrest in the garden. And then Friday. How could anyone sleep after Friday? The betrayal of every hope. Unutterable shock. Nothing could efface the image burning in my eyes of his tormented, dying body on the cross. I have cried every tear I had until there were none left in me. I am dry in mouth and skin and shriveled in heart. His death was my death too. But now, at dawn this morning, I took the perfume and left Jerusalem by the garden gate. I wanted to be alone, so I left the other women sleeping. We had clung to each other in our constant weeping since Friday, but I needed to see the tomb again. I wanted to be away from their neediness, guilt, and agony, alone with my own. I needed to say my own goodbye to the one I loved the most. I was not ready to let him go. What was there for me without him? He was everything. how could the one who had already raised my spirit from the death of abuse and addiction I was imprisoned in, the one who I had seen raise people from physical death, how could he be dead? As I left the house, it was as though I had also died and left my body behind. Every detail is seared on my mind now, but it had a dreamlike unreality to it then. The mist hung in the valleys, the dew on the grass beneath my feet, and the gray olive branches overhead made the cool dawn silver in the paling light. There was an unnatural stillness in the air, as if the whole world was waiting for something. At that moment, I was flung to the ground, the jar I carried smashed, infusing the air with spicy fragrance. The earth was erupting ahead of me. Did you feel the earthquake here? Can you still feel the vibrations in the air and earth? That was the moment. I am sure of it. All the numbness fell away, and a tremendous, heady fear shook me as I clung to an upturned tree root. When some small courage had returned, I looked beyond the trees toward the tomb. I could see that the rock had been moved away from the entrance. What could this mean? Had they taken his body away? Hadn't they done enough already? I couldn't go on. My trembling courage broke, and with shaking knees, I ran back to the upper room. I had to tell Peter and John, and when I spoke of what I had seen, they immediately got up and ran to the tomb. I followed them, but I couldn't keep up. But I saw them enter the tomb and pick up something white from within. Then they left, looking puzzled. Alone again and weeping, I went to the tomb and peered inside. There were two people there, but no Jesus, no body. I was so weary and confused, I didn't notice much about them, but they asked me, "Why are you crying? Why do you look for the living among the dead?" So I said, "They have taken him away, Jesus. I don't know where he is, but I didn't want to talk. I just wanted Jesus." When I turned away, there was yet another man. He asked me the same question. I begged him to tell me where Jesus was. Surely he would know if he worked in the burial ground. He said just one word in response, and with it, my world turned upside down. He said, "Mary." And it was his voice. "Rabboni?" My voice cracked, and then came surging, tumultuous joy. I fell at his feet and clung to him. He was alive. I touched him, warm, solid, oh, so real. My life was not over, but here in flesh, resurrected. He spoke again. "Do not hold on to me, Mary. It's time to let me go, but I have a task for you. Tell my beloved brothers that I am alive and I will meet them in Galilee. I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." I looked into his eyes. They were brimming with love and boundless, joyful life. The horror, weariness, and agony of grief were lifted away in an instant, and I felt light as a feather. To do his bidding was my delight, so I went at once again to the upper room. My glowing face must have looked so strange to them. Everyone there was pale and exhausted, puffy-eyed from silent crying, and there were no tears left. They could not believe what I had to say, but just the remembrance of his beautiful face, alive and well, completely replacing the nightmare image of Friday, sustained me. I was not raving again. I had never been more in my right mind. I had truly seen him. First he loved me, then he healed me, then he died for me. Rising, he gave me purpose and reason for living. Living life in his freedom and joy, which I had not dared to believe even existed. Rejoice, rejoice with me, for God is good and his love endures forever. The Lord has made it possible for every one of us to truly live, because he truly is alive. There are no tears left. Amen.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for bringing the character of Mary to life for us today. And when we go from here, we'll remember what you've shared with us. Mary's tears of sadness turned to tears of joy, and she had no tears left. And so it will be for us. We too will know that moment when we see the Lord and fall at his feet in heaven. We can look forward to that day. And the words of our next song, which is a new song that the band have been playing for a few weeks, points us forward to that day. And I'll just ask Kathy to put the words on the screen while I just read them as we think about what we're going to sing. How I long to breathe the air of heaven. Do you long for that today? Do you long for that? Where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets. To look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with he who died and rose again, holy, holy is the Lord. And every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, and perhaps we're doing that today for some of us, in the end we'll say that it was worth it, and it will be worth it, when he returns to wipe away our tears. And then the next part, and on that day, we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. And those heroes of the faith are not just people in our Bibles. They're standing to your right and your left today when you sing it. And they are your loved ones in heaven. You are the heroes of the faith as well. With one voice, 1,000 generations sing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain."
So I invite you to stand if you're able, if you can sing. A bit emotional. Anyway, we're going to worship God through this song.
How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the street. To look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. Songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, and in the end we'll
see that it was worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with him who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And on that day we join on that day, we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the day. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Jesus said to Mary, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." It's really interesting here where Jesus says to Mary, "Go to my brothers." He's not just saying, "Go up the garden path." That's not the sort of word that Luke uses here. And John, when John writes, he uses a special word. And it's the kind of word that says, "Go, Mary, go and lead your life. Go on further as my disciple. Take the next step of faith as my witness. Keep on journeying." So Mary takes a very intentional next step on her path as one who walks in the footsteps of Jesus. And on this Easter day, God calls you to follow in Mary's footsteps, to go on your next step, to follow him. It's part of our human instinct to follow somebody, isn't it? I wonder who you like to follow. And it seems today there's more and more people to follow than ever before. I'm going to ask Kathy to put a picture on the screen. Some of you, if you're on social media, you might like to follow somebody In other words, to follow them on social media, to hear of their news, to keep up to date. If they're a singer, what is their latest song? If they're a sportsman, what's their latest achievement? If they're an actor, what's their next film? We can like, we can comment, we can tag, we can tweet, we can follow, we can share. And that's all good. That's all good. But often, when we're doing that, we're doing it from a distance. We're following from a distance. There's very little hope that we'll actually meet that person that we're following. But not with Jesus. Not when we follow Jesus as children, as teenagers, as adults. When we follow Jesus, he is so close to us. He's in our hearts. And we follow in his footsteps. You know, we can't actually follow Jesus physically because Jesus is in heaven. We can't see him. But there is another thing about following, and that's when you follow somebody's example. And that's what Jesus calls us to do when we follow him, to follow in his footsteps, to live the life he lived, following his way. So we can say today, I hope, I follow Jesus. And we'll put that slide up now. Maybe we can say that together a couple of times. Say it with me. I follow Jesus. I follow Jesus. Because we follow Jesus, we want to be like him. Like Jesus, we want to help, to care, to serve, to give, to be truthful. Just like Jesus, to be humble, loyal, patient, faithful, to be thankful and joyful, to be peaceful and prayerful and humble and so much more. And yes, we know we sometimes choose to go our own way. And we lose sight. We choose the wrong path. But you know, God still loves us and calls us back to himself to forgive us and to help us get back behind Jesus. So be encouraged today. If you feel like you've lost sight of Jesus, he's closer than you think. Follow him today. Follow him. Continue as his witness as you go from here today. Follow Jesus at home with your family. Follow Jesus at school or nursery or college or university, at work. Follow Jesus in everything you do this week. And as you do, remember that he is with you always, even to the end of the age. Sophie's going to lead us in our prayer of thanksgiving. And again, there'll be some responses on the screen.
Let us pray. From the dark tomb into your light, Jesus will follow you. From doubt to faith, Jesus, we will follow you. Into a world in need, Jesus, changed to make a change, Jesus, ready to go where you led us, Jesus, from earth to heaven.
It's been so wonderful to share in Easter worship today, and I pray God's blessing on all that you do together the rest of this holiday weekend, this feast that is Easter. May you know the risen Lord, his love and his life. And we look forward to seeing you next Sunday when we can continue to celebrate the good news. Our prayer team are here wearing the green lanyards, so if you would like somebody to pray with you before you go, then please do ask one of them. And afterwards, there is coffee, I believe, and maybe the odd sausage. And pastry, if you prefer a pastry with your coffee. But let's close our morning worship with a final great hymn of praise. Thine be the glory, endless is the victory, thou, O death, has won.
Amen. Shall we stand to sing?
Be the glory, praise the conquering sun. Endless is the victory, thou, O death, hast won. Angels in bright raiment, throw the stone away. Kept the folded grave close,
as we dedicate these gifts and with them our lives and dedicate our Easter offerings to the Lord, Abigail and Eleanor are going to lead us in our final responses.
Risen Lord, we follow you into this new week.
Guide our feet into ways of peace.
Guide our hands to care for others.
Guide our hearts to love our neighbours.
Show us the way that leads to life. God bless you this Easter day and always. Amen. Amen.